It's been a rocky few months for sterling. The currency has fallen more than 7% since May, and earlier this month it dropped to a two-year low against the euro. Concerns have been raised over the impact any further falls could have. The decline may lead to increased consumer prices, for example. But what does the falling pound mean for pension schemes? I'm Sophia Imerson, Deputy Editor at Pensions Expert. I'm joined today by Shokat Bunglawala, Head of Goldman Sachs Asset Management's Global Portfolio Solutions business, and Simeon Willis, Chief Investment Officer at XBS Pensions Group. Hi, both.
Hi.
Firstly, Shokat, what are the main reasons behind the drop in sterling, and how long has this been going on for?
Well, if we take a step back, we can look at this relative to the world's reserve currency, the dollar, and we can also look at it through various episodes in the past few decades where sterling has suffered significantly. If we were to look at previous periods going back into the mid-80s, there was a period at that stage where sterling was very low relative to the dollar, but much of the story there was more about dollar strength given the US economic policies that then saw sterling strengthen pretty significantly after the Plaza Accords. In the early 90s, we obviously had the ERM episode where similarly sterling fell from around 2 to the dollar to about 1.5. Then we had the tech bubble, which saw another depreciation in sterling, and then the global financial crisis, which saw a similar move to the one that we saw during the ERM episode. And the most recent of which has been obviously the 2016 referendum. To look at all of those scenarios, the one thing that's worth noting is there are certain periods that have been driven by overall global market slowdowns that typically has seen sterling depreciate. And the most recent episode's been more about the uncertainty associated with the UK's exit from the European Union. So the most recent trend down to about 1.2 to the dollar has clearly been more related to the Brexit negotiations and the posture that the UK government has taken towards the European Union's negotiations on Brexit. The downward trend clearly, therefore, as a result since 2016, has been more related to the EU's negotiations on Brexit. We'd see this now as a pivotal event, clearly an uncertain environment in terms of the relative direction. But the most recent trend down has clearly been related to the uncertainty factor hanging over the negotiations.
And what does the falling pound mean for UK pension funds and other institutional investors? Should they be worried?
Sure. So it's important to look at this in the context of the position a pension scheme typically has in terms of its asset allocation. To the extent that a pension scheme is well diversified and it's got a global approach to investing, you'll typically find that the effect associated with the declining sterling is reasonably small. On the rate side, in terms of hedging liabilities, you'll typically find most of those exposures already in sterling, and therefore there's minimal, if any, effect. As it relates to the growth portfolio, you typically find that most managers and most schemes will have a significant hedge back to sterling, regardless of the global approach that they've taken to investing. And as a result, any unhedged exposure that they've got would actually typically benefit, given it will have a higher value in sterling terms. So we don't think that there's anything significant to be concerned about as it relates to the drop in sterling value most recently. There may be an opportunity to take advantage of crystallizing gains from those unhedged exposures. As a note, year-to-date global equity market returns on an unhedged basis are 7% greater than they are on a hedged basis. So there is a windfall benefit there that pension trustees could look to take advantage of by just locking in. Beyond that, we wouldn't see an undue concern. It's worth noting, however, that if the driver behind further depreciation in sterling is driven by weakness in the UK economy, then that's worth looking at risk management in the broader sense, including sponsor covenant.
And Simeon, what are your views on the fall in sterling and what that could mean for pension schemes?
The impact is quite surprising on pension schemes because you would think that a fall in the pound is unhelpful. Where you've got an industry that's based in the UK. But actually, as has been said, the fall in the value of the sterling investment is a neutral impact for a pension scheme because it has liabilities in sterling. And in fact, it's a good thing where you have investments outside of the UK. So in general, schemes have done very well, in particular out of the falls in 2016 in sterling, because their foreign investments appreciated in value where they weren't hedged. We also saw an impact in terms of the UK equity market because a falling sterling makes exports more competitive, and that was actually a bit of a boost to the economy, and we saw that coming through in market returns. That has ebbed and flowed since, and we've had undulations in terms of the underlying activity of UK companies and the amount of investment, and we're seeing signs that things are dropping off. We've had a quarter of falling output now for Q2, and there's a number of areas of uncertainty around the services sector and things like auto manufacturing, where the level of investment has dropped off. The underlying market impact of sterling depreciating in itself isn't a bad thing, but what it represents could be a bad thing for pension schemes, because it's an indicator of the strength of the economy and the activity that's taking place.
So is there anything that schemes should be doing in response in terms of how they manage their assets?
Well, I'd see it that the key risk that pension schemes are exposed to at this point in time is the risk that currencies bounce back. So the sterling bounces back. So the impact that could have is unravelling the strong performance that they've had from these overseas investments, and it could go the other way. So what scenario could that happen in? Well, that's if we have a good deal or a good outcome to the Brexit negotiations, which actually the market on balance thinks will happen, although there's a pretty substantial risk that it doesn't happen, that's been growing over recent weeks. So what can pension schemes do? Well, whilst it might seem slightly counterintuitive, taking this as an opportunity to move more in the strategic direction of hedging, which is a good place to be in general anyway, and using this as an opportunity to lock in those appreciations in those overseas assets, that would be a good opportunity to take advantage of and avoid the whipsawing effect of sterling appreciating following a good outcome. But this is a risk. We don't know which way it's going to go, and it does have some knock-on impacts in various other aspects. So we could see inflation rising if we see a continued depreciation of sterling, because we're going to find importing goods and services more expensive, as we saw in 2017 as that flowed through from the 2016 depreciation. And that has a negative impact on pension schemes. So there are a number of activities that schemes can undertake to make sure that they have a balanced exposure, looking at the currency exposure, but also looking at wider exposures, the extent to which they have UK equity exposure, and they might be biased towards that compared to the global economy. Reducing those biases could be helpful, and also taking steps to hedge against inflation could be useful as well.
So more generally then, what do you think the outlook is for sterling?
Sure. So there clearly is a significant uncertainty factor hanging over sterling at the moment, given these Brexit negotiations, given the looming 31st October deadline. So it's pretty challenging to try to call this one way or another. I think the overarching point here is to be thoughtful from a risk management perspective about the overall level of exposure that you have to currencies and strategies outside of the UK relative to the amount that you're hedging back to the UK. So the starting point in all pension scheme asset allocation decisions should be about being thoughtful about taking a diversified approach. If to the extent that there's a significant bias towards the UK equity market, recognizing that's a very small portion of the global equity market, making sure that there's a diversified approach there as well would be certainly very prudent. In terms of tactically trying to position ahead of these particular negotiations, we'd argue against that, just recognizing the challenge of trying to call that one way or the other, notwithstanding the fact that it may appear as though sterling looks very attractively valued relative to its historic fair value. There may be an opportunity after these negotiations or the uncertainty factor has been removed to try to take advantage of positioning at that stage. But again, reserving that for a tactical program rather than managing for the long term. The overarching picture here is one of being thoughtful around the overall exposure that one has to sterling versus other currencies in their portfolios, and they broadly should be well hedged at both the liability side and the asset side.
Simeon, would you agree with that?
Yeah, so the way we do that in practice is to have a look at the split of exposures across a portfolio, and that's looking through to the underlying assets, because you can sometimes get caught up in the reporting currency, which can be different to the underlying currency that you actually have economic exposure to. So you take a clear picture of the portfolio and your exposures, and then you can look and see at which currency risks you can remove and which ones you want to keep on because they you might consider them to be rewarded. So as a bit of a rule of thumb, if it's a bond investment in a developed market, we'd recommend a high level of hedging. If it's an equity investment, then somewhere between 50 and 100% hedged is a good place to be. There's different schools of thought as to exactly how much hedging you want for an equity portfolio because of some of the dampening effect that you can have in terms of equity returns offsetting some currency movements. I as a personal preference, to prefer a higher level of hedging rather than a lower, but there is a range of positions there. And then emerging market currencies, you'll probably want to leave most of that on the table. And if you are concerned about that risk, it might be one of adjusting the overall allocation to emerging markets rather than choosing to hedge because they can be very expensive.
Thanks, Simeon. Thanks, Shokat. For more on pension scheme investment, please visit pensions-expert.com.